Hello, and welcome to episode 0 of the Sleep to Healthy podcast. I'm your host, Dennis Trumpy, and my goal is to help you improve your sleep for your better health and well-being. In my podcasts, I ask my guests to share something about themselves before we launch into the main interview, so I'll do the same. I grew up in Victoria, British Columbia, on the west coast of Canada, just north of Seattle, Washington, and lived on the coast until after graduating university. Then my wife Sheila and I moved to Saskatoon, which is smack in the middle of the Canadian prairies. There we raised 7 great kids, the last of whom is living at home as he finishes university. On the work side, I've been a professional engineer most of my life, involved in many capacities and industries. Now I'm semi-retired, working at my sidewalk repair business in the summer and living my passion, the Sleep to Healthy podcast, in the winter. I expect that more aspects of my personal life will come out in interviews, so I will leave it at that. This podcast came about from the convergent of many events. The first is that for decades I suffered from insomnia. I tried many different solutions with varying degrees of success, so I have a deep interest in sleeping better. The second is that I am a bit of a fitness nut. I like to eat well, get regular exercise, take good care of my mental health and spiritual health. Good sleep is an essential part of a healthy lifestyle, so that fit nicely. The third is that science is gradually revealing how sleep and health are interconnected. When I was growing up, sleep was just the absence of wakefulness with no value. Now we know that sleeping well has many health benefits and is vital to our well-being. The fourth is that while I was looking for charitable works to focus on in the winter. The fifth is that I love podcasts and am amazed at how a person with a computer and a microphone can impact the lives of many people for the better. The sixth is that when I searched, I was astonished to not find any podcast on sleep and health. Over 100,000 podcasts on every conceivable topic, but none on sleep and health. I've since found one in Australia, sleephub.com, but it is aimed at sleep professionals, not lay people. The seventh and final has some ego attached. I thought I could become a good interviewer. I'm an introvert, and I enjoy meeting one-on-one with people, peppering them with questions to deflect attention on myself. So I decided, what the heck, I might as well be the one to start a sleep and health podcast, and hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars later, here I am. The vision of the podcast is simple: to improve your sleep for better health and well-being. I plan to do this with a 3-pronged approach: to inspire, educate, and motivate. Inspiration will come from my guests. Sometimes they will have had sleep struggles of their own that they had been able to overcome. In other cases, they will have worked with others to solve their sleep issues. Education will come from interviewing sleep experts from around the globe. They will share what science and culture tells us about sleep and its connection to living well. And motivation will be dished out in the form of advice on how to create and maintain happy, healthy habits. This will be included at the end of each episode. As best as I've been able to figure out so far, the success of the podcast will depend upon 3 factors: having great guests, having a great podcast, and changing people's lives for the better. Meeting objective 1, having great guests, depends on 2 factors. Can't you tell I'm an engineer? The first factor is treating guests well. This means making it easy and stress-free for them to be on the podcast and allowing them to get their message out. Each podcast, except this one, isn't about me. It's about the guest. I thoroughly research the guest, read their book or other materials they have produced, and ask for their input in designing the episode. The second factor is making the podcast popular, so the best sleep experts want to be on the show. This will be done by using social media sites, currently Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. But ultimately, it will depend on producing great podcast episodes, which is covered next. I feel very lucky having attracted some very talented guests right out the starting gate. I hope to be able to build on the momentum and keep attracting outstanding guests. Meeting objective two, having a great podcast, depends on three factors. The first factor is giving you, my listeners, what you want and need. To do this, I need listener feedback. Otherwise, I'm shooting in the dark. To get listener feedback, I need to make it easy for you to tell me what you're thinking. Then I need to listen, especially when it hurts. I enjoy compliments, but I need constructive criticism. And so, I will start right now pleading with you on bended knee. Please let me know what I can do to improve. Go to sleeptohealthy.com for ways to contact me. The second factor is having great guests, which was already covered. The third factor is to be a great host and interviewer. I'm new at this, so you will probably notice dramatic changes for the first few episodes. I've done 5 interviews as I'm speaking, and already I'm embarrassed by my first episodes. But that is the nature of amateur podcasting. Learn and grow. I'm willing to be a fool if it means that my listeners will benefit. Again, you can help me by pointing out what is invisible to me but irritating to you. By now, you've probably forgotten my third success factor. It is to change people's lives for the better. I can have great guests and a great podcast with millions of listeners. But if lives are not being changed for the better, then I have failed. Great ideas with no behavior change is meaningless trivia. This issue is especially frustrating for sleep experts. Despite great progress in sleep science, we're not sleeping any better. I'm hoping my community of listeners can buck that trend. There's been a lot of research lately on how to change habits with some amazingly effective strategies. My favorite change and goal-achieving expert is James Clear at jamesclear.com and his book, Atomic Habits. But I'll be drawing on a broader array of resources for the broadcast. So each episode will focus on helping my listeners to change for the better. And I plan to do this in 4 ways. First, each episode will end with a focus on only 1 or 2 changes to implement. The episode will be chock full of knowledge, but we'll wrap things up with our experts' most effective, doable recommendation. Second, we'll create immediate impact. The suggestion will be something you can change today to improve your sleep tonight and feel better tomorrow. We will give suggestions on how you can make the change happen and stick. As an example, the suggestion might be to relax more during the day by doing deep breathing. The hack might be to tie the behavior, deep breathing, to something you already do. For instance, to put a post-it note on your refrigerator, so each time you open the fridge door, you remember to take a few deep breaths. And fourth and finally, in the future, I plan to have tools and resources available for my listeners, which will help you implement the change you want in your life. This is just in the idea stage right now. So that about wraps it up. I'm excited about this venture and committed to its success. As always, you can find the links mentioned in the podcast at the website sleeptohealthy.com. Cheers!